This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
We're all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Class, tomorrow it's Gwyneth in Australia. Thursday it's Kathy with domestic engineering and saving money. Friday it's Greg and then Bert. Rich, back to you.
I thank you, sir, and thank you for letting me exercise our First Amendment right, which so many people fought, bled, and died for, and came home wounded with missing limbs and organs for, I mean, they literally put their life on the line. We owe it to these people to do what we're doing, folks. Okay, I'm again deleting more stuff during the break, so here we go. I'm going to try to shortcut my articles a little more. I love going into details. I love commenting, and I probably still will. However, I'm running out of time. The California State Senate has passed a bill that ends mandatory reporting to the police of violent acts or threats made by students. Basically, this state bill is going to probably cause more increase in shootings and violence in California. I want you to think about that. Next, signature reduction is the name of this article, and I had to dig deep for it, but here it is. Pentagon 60,000 strong secret force with $900 billion budget. I want you to think about how scary this is. I'm going to mention a few details in this article. The Pentagon has amassed a secret 60,000-strong undercover army, no transparency, no accountability, that's what that means, to carry out domestic and foreign assignments, a new investigation has revealed. Are these brown shirts? Are these SS? I'm asking, just asking. The force is reportedly 10 times the size of the CIA and includes military and civilian agents in real life and online. Is this to set people up? These agents are trained to create secret identities for themselves, make disguises, and can assume fake identities online to pursue high-value targets. Does that mean they're going to be setting up patriots? The digital sleuths can even manipulate biometric databases of foreign governments so agents can pass fingerprint checks under false identities. I'm not making this stuff up. I hope this is waking you up, people. Newsweek says the force is part of a new front in a covert warfare using little-known espionage known as signature reduction. Sensitive missions, U.S. deniability, contractors working under false identities. That's no transparency. That's no accountability. I want you to think about what's happening in America. You have to ask yourselves, with all of your relatives and ancestors who fought, bled, and died for this country, what did they do it for? And I got to mention something here. This isn't a name drop. It just happened this week, and happens all the time to me. I got a phone message from Mike Lindell. It's not to name drop Mike, okay? So if any of Mike Lindell's people are listening, I got a message from Mike Lindell this weekend, and could it be AI? Possibly. Could it be this secret force? Possibly. And he told me to check my email for some new information on election fraud. Okay, I checked my email. It wasn't there. But he probably sent it to Gmail, which is Google. And, of course, they're going to censor it. And probably if it was legitimate, I'm not going to get it anyway. But, Mike Lindell, if you want to talk to me, obviously you have my home number, which I never give out. But you, call me live, and I'll listen to you. And if you want to talk to me, I would be more than honored to speak to you. But I just mentioned this as an example to show the lack of credibility, illegitimacy in the system, the whole system. Did you hear what I just read on this article about signature reduction? It should scare everybody. And speaking of leaked secret government emergency plans and documents, in Ireland, they're planning on full lockdowns. Information that was leaked out, probably by a Patriot whistleblower. And they're basically discussing, it was a high-level meeting, and they're going to lock down all people, non-essential workers, to be ordered to work from home. A limit will be placed on all non-essential car travel. A strict limit on fuel motorists can buy at only one time. And a strict speed limit. So basically, when you do lockdowns, folks, what does that mean? Does it mean crime is going to go out of control and you're stuck in your home to only listen to certain propaganda? Most likely. Let me talk a little about economics for a moment. I'm skipping around because of time. Construction companies are getting killed right now. That's the name of the title of this article. And basically this article talked about everything from gas to diesel fuel to dump trucks, you know, backhoes, concrete, contractors in general, you know, with all the shortages, the supply chain shortages, trying to get good people to work, it's getting more and more difficult. Now, here in Montana, at least western Montana, and a lot of red states, because there's been such an exodus, moving from the blue Democrat states to the more freer states, that hasn't hit us yet. Everybody is really, really busy. But I just want to put a few things in perspective about this economy. I remember what Joe Biden said in some of the information that I just even gave today. Well, a new billionaire is created every 30 hours in the first 2 years of the COVID pandemic. It's about consolidating power, money, and control, folks. It's never been about equality, fairness, diversity, tolerance, inclusiveness. It's about delegitimizing work and making certain people feel entitled to play the victim group status, and in turn they demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations, which again delegitimizes more work, and it never helps your group. It never helps your country. It does the exact opposite and creates more wealth inequality. And that's why they're hitting this identity politics about your group, your hyphen, and your pronoun. Because you literally have groups literally demanding to play that victim group status card, feeling entitled, and demanding to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. That devalues everything. It devalues your country. You've been deceived by deception. That's what's happening in America. Okay, I got to stop the tangents here. Monthly mortgage payments represents, for most people, 93% of income. Now, of course, then you got to look at gross pay. You got to look at net pay. You got to look at all the the taxes, the inflation that you're paying, and especially if you have a variable loan. Next, around 40% of U.S. adult children live with parents. Does that sound like equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, inclusiveness, folks? And when all these illegal, unvetted immigrants come in to take people's jobs, to lower wages, everybody's fighting for the last crumb of food except for the elite, because they have already hoarded everything. 40% of adult children live with parents. That doesn't sound like economic prosperity to me. Next, California lawmakers want to buy up water rights and cut farming to save off drought. Think about this. Now the elite are using lawmakers to basically control water rights. Without water, there's not going to be any food. There's not going to be any life. Next. It's not just gas prices. Electricity rates are about 77% to 233% in the last year as Democrats declare war on the middle class. It's not just Democrats. It's also the seditious, treasonous, selling out of the Rhino Republicans as well. Next, a new kind of rationing. Amazon's now going to have an invite-only ordering for high-demand products. So you have to qualify, probably with social scores and all this other stuff. Okay, I'm just going to start going from subject matter to subject matter. I'm going to talk a little about election fraud here. All published articles in the public domain. Please, I know this is hard to believe when you hear this stuff, that this is America, but I don't know any other way to give as many bullet points in a small amount of time. So here we go. True the Vote drops new bombshell video of whistleblower. Quote, you have to give your ballot open to them so they can see who you supposedly voted for. Unquote. You can't make this stuff up, folks. You would think that this election would have been decertified with all this evidence and facts of election fraud, voter fraud, and foreign interference. And no one's doing their job. Speaking of, Rhino, Arizona, Governor Doug Ducey vetoes a new law that would require counties to cancel illegal voter registrations. So if it's illegal, you can no longer require them to be legitimate. You can't cancel it. This is treason, people. This Rhino, this sellout, this treasonous governor, Doug Ducey, literally have sold you out. Next, Dominion is busted. There's a Georgia hand count that changes election results. Look, we have evidence and facts and videos and the 2,000 mules show everything, never mind all the other, the audits. You connect the dots. This election was 100% stolen. It makes America a banana republic, a failed state. Next. Records show Arizona woman who was indicted for illegally collecting ballots in 2020. She ran a sophisticated balloting harvesting operation. Next, hero sheriff Dar Leaf sues lawless Michigan AG Attorney General Nessel. Dishonest MISOS Secretary of State Benson for interfering, obstruction, and covering up machine and voting and election fraud and voting ballots. What's happening, people? There's no one in jail. There's no indictments. There's no nothing. Next, former Arizona Democrat mayor pleads guilty to felony ballot harvesting. Never mind the fact that what we mentioned in the first articles of the Variety Pack in the beginning, where CISA releases a much-anticipated report on Dominion voting machines and shows software is exploitable.
We'll be right back.
An attacker is able to insert malicious codes and all...
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with Rich. You mentioned something that I believe deserves an exclamation point. So you're alluding to classes of people being able to buy things that other classes of people are not able to buy. Case in point, Walmart Plus. Walmart Plus lets you in on special deals. You can buy things if you subscribe to Walmart Plus that you can't get otherwise. How do I know? I was on Walmart.com. I was trying to buy something, and it's only available to the Walmart Plus membership. It's $12.95 a month or $98 a year. And that will let you have access to be able to buy things that non-Walmart Plus members, you'll be able to buy things that they won't be able to buy. You are absolutely, positively right. And it has already hit the Chinese factory outlet, which is the lowest common denominator across the United States of America in terms of buying things. Rich, back to you.
Well, thank you, Vince. And speaking of Chinese, this next article, I'm gonna move into healthcare. I'm actually skipping around. I can't do it all. I don't have time. Watch what you feel. China now using emotional recognition technology to arrest people. Look, we've talked about robotics, automation, artificial intelligence taking your job. We have to realize that when we allow ourselves to reward mediocrity, when we allow ourselves to feel entitled, to delegitimize work, to lower the bars of standards and expectation, productivity. creativity, innovation, opportunity all goes by the wayside. We are literally, this is why the powers that be calling certain people, they're literally insulting them to their face while they psyop them to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. They're insulting your work ethic, your ability, your intelligence. In other words, you're being degraded and disrespected. You're not empowering your group. You're not empowering your nation. It's doing the opposite. It's making you submissive. It's breaking the people's will. It's destroying America. Just like the MIT study, the conclusion is that people who believe the official study, in other words, the official narrative, are the people who get sucked into Stockholm syndrome, cognitive dissonance. Their pride and ego makes them become followers. People who believe in an ideology and not facts and truth are the ones who get sucked in. They get intellectually lazy and they come up with excuse behaviors and they justify and they rationalize hating somebody and then they start calling them names and they allow tyrannical propaganda pushers to use these terms like misinformation and disinformation to make the public more submissive. We have to recognize what's going on. We have to build skill sets. We have to go back to self-sufficiency. We have to go back to the basics. Think about energy, shelter, water, food, thinking about helping others. You know, I've already given over probably close to 30 large garbage bags of spinach to people. Over 30. So this is what you should, that's the way America used to be. You know, people always say, well, what can I give this for you, Rich? Can I pay you for it? I go, no. This is the way America used to be. If you had a little excess, if you had a skill set, you could share that information or the product, the end product, with people. That's what America used to do. We have, look, for those people who are afraid to admit that they were wrong on everything, climate change, election fraud, the bioweapon, in other words, the clot shot, you have to do your reading and research. If you don't admit you're wrong, you're actually hurting not just yourself, but everybody in your circle. All right, I got to move on here. CDC just issued level 2 travel alert on monkeypox level coming in June and will likely restrict travel to Americans shortly. Look, people, this monkeypox thing, I've given so much information how it's a cover-up for VAIDS, vaccine-induced AIDS. Karen Kingston gave it. Many physicians gave it. In other words, ADE, which is antibody-dependent enhancement. In other words, a crash of your immune system. It's a cover-up. Are they going to release some type of bioweapon? Who knows? Let's hope that there's some common sense, logic, and humanity left in these people. Next, Pfizer's COVID injections are killing people, including babies, and the FDA has known the entire time. Next, COVID jabs are killing 300 times more people every year than all 70-plus
FDA-approved vaccines. Can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson was meeting with his cabinet this morning and trying to patch up his relationship after surviving a no-confidence vote overnight. Johnson needed the backing of 180 of the 359 conservative lawmakers in a secret ballot. You got that and more, and will continue to rule. New York City oil refiner John Catsimatidis told Fox Business President Biden should open up the oil spigots as a fast fix on the energy woes hurting Americans every day.
He wants to fly to Saudi Arabia and beg the Saudi Arabians to give us another 500,000 barrels at $120 a barrel. Does that make any sense at all? It makes no sense.
Mr. Catsimatidis said the price per barrel would drop in half soon after the oil spigots opened. We are USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
As hacker groups continue to exploit Windows Zero Day, that makes it unusually easy to execute malicious code on target computers, Microsoft is keeping mum and refusing to even say if it has plans to patch the vulnerability. Late last week, security firm Proofpoint said that hackers were exploiting the remote code execution vulnerability called Folina. Louisiana's Democrat Governor John Bel Edwards said Monday he will call the legislature into special session soon to draw new maps for congressional district boundaries now that a federal judge has blocked use of maps that have only one majority black district.
That map needs to contain at least two minority districts, black majority districts, which is exactly what I said to you all, which is exactly what these people behind you said. And if you just do the math from June the 20th, and you know that once a call is issued, you have to have at least 7 days before you can go into that session. And it takes about 6 days or so, if everything is coordinated, to be able to pass the bill. Subtract that from June 20th, you know we're right at the doorstep. So what I can tell you is that in the next day or so, I will be issuing a call for a special session to do exactly what the Middle District of Louisiana has told us to do.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, I just have an exclamation point. We're talking about the lowering of the bars and the standards and the expectations of employees, people in the workforce. And I have a perfect example. Class, you're not going to believe this, but it's absolutely true. I know a person who has been trying to get a job for about 6 months. And this person is highly qualified in the area of application, meaning this person is qualified, lots of experience, good health, all the things necessary to get a job. And one of the final interview questions, there's just one more question. during or after the online testing, the proficiency testing, the team interviews, the Zoom and all that. Just one final interview question. And I'm not kidding. Quote, who is your favorite Disney character and why? End quote. That's an interview question for a middle management job in the United States of America for a government employee. Who's your favorite Disney character and why? Rich has been saying it for a long time. I just wanted to put an exclamation point on it. And I was hard-pressed to answer that question. If I were in the interview, what would I say? I had to look it up because I don't have any favorite Disney characters. But after looking it up, I think I can pick one. Robin Hood.
Good choice. You know, even Bernard Jones says that straight white males are the most discriminated group in the U.S. I don't know if he was joking, but he says that even that straight white males deserve their own Pride Month. So kudos for Vern, but look, nothing makes sense. Just like someone commented, I was doing chores over the last break. Someone commented on something not making sense. Well, now transgenders are demanding cash reparations. We are women who have penises. You can't make this stuff up. It's hard to believe this is America. This is the consequences of playing the political correct game and not speaking up for all these years. And by the way, Governor DeSantis, for those of you in Florida, you actually have an American without a yellow spine. He is seeking to ban transgender surgery and hormones for teenagers. Absolutely. Because the parents don't even have rights to their own kids anymore. Folks, it's never been about equality, fairness, diversity, tolerance, and inclusiveness. Never, ever, ever. It's about consolidating power, money, and control for the elite and eliminating any litmus test, any barometer of an individual controlling their own destiny. So I'm going to go back. I'm looking at the time here. We're running out. I'm going to go back and finish up just a few articles. I've deleted most of them in healthcare. COVID jabs are killing. I said at the beginning of this, and then the commercial came in, are killing 300 times more people every year than all 70-plus FDA-approved vaccines combined. This is why when I said this in the beginning of the broadcast, folks, I realize people are getting angry. I realize that they realize that they've been played, they've been conned, they've been coerced into getting these jabs. But what we have to do, instead of going to clinics and hospitals and shooting people up, which the elite want us to do, we have to arrest these people, citizen arrests, have juries ready to go, and try these people, like the Bill of Rights and Constitution says. We cannot be violent. Next, CDC preparing bogus narrative to push smallpox vaccines, mask mandates in reaction to monkeypox spread. You need to be aware of this. Look, Karen Kingston, many physicians, many researchers, many scientists have talked about how the CDC, the NIH, the FDA, the World Health Organization, all these people, all these institutions and organizations sold out the people. And why do they need masks? I have an article somewhere that I probably won't even get to. They want masks because they need to cover up their mercenaries, whether it be BLM, Antifa, it doesn't matter who it is. Just like this organization created by the Pentagon. They need to have masks to cover up the identity and create anonymity for the people, including official authorities, to do what they're going to do, which is nefarious. Next, midterm elections might get canceled if they push the monkeypox panic hard enough. We have to realize what's behind the propaganda and their objectives, folks. Next, new Chinese drug, ISO, is 20 times more powerful than fentanyl. I want you to think about that. And it found its way into Florida. Think about this, folks. Do you know what fentanyl is? Couple grains can kill a human being. And now there's a drug 20 times more potent You have to grow your own food. You have to get back to basics. Next, the jab data is in. Children are going to die. Pfizer, Moderna releases study results for kids 6 months to 4 years. People are going to die. Dr. Jane Ruby said this. A lot of people have said this. Next, two new studies show link between incurable degenerative brain disease and the experimental COVID-19 vaccine. Look, we've given tons of information from insurance companies, from physicians, from pathologists, from funeral homes about, just look at the accidents that are called vaccidents now because of brain fog. There's so much cognitive impairment by people who have taken this jab. We give published articles in the public domain. Next, CEO of major health insurance group warns of COVID vaccine AIDS. CEO. So people, there are whistleblowers. There are people coming out because there's overwhelming evidence and people want to be on the right side because the plausible deniability propaganda is not going to do it when a Nuremberg 2 trial comes out. Next, medical tyrant Fauci tells Americans to expect yearly COVID boosters. We've been giving information on death, on myocarditis, on blood clots, on heart attacks, on strokes, on your immune system being deteriorated, so much more. I'm blue in the face. And yet this guy comes out and tells you that you're going to need yearly boosters. That's outrageous. Okay, folks, I'm down to minutes. I'm going to go into general news, and I'm just going to rapid fire. I'm going to try not to comment, which, good luck, but I'm going to try. Here we go. Democrat allied law firm that served as conduit for fake Russia dossier on Trump has made their office inside the FBI. Folks, we're corrupt at every level. We are a banana republic. America may be the most corrupt country in the world. Next, another Clinton associate who vowed to expose elite pedophile rings was just found dead. And I think that he was hung and shot in the chest with a shotgun, or then maybe that's somebody else that I read about. Next, criminal charges could be filed against police in Uvalde who stood by and did nothing while children were massacred. Look, we've given bunch of articles on how this was probably planned, controlled, and the propaganda behind it. We did that last week or the week before, I can't remember. Next, mass grave consisting of hundreds of indigenous children in Canada turns out to be a complete hoax. People, anything that comes from Washington or the mainstream media or any of its NGOs, organizations, or institutions is probably false. In fact, if you want to take something, take it 180 degrees, in other words, the opposite, and you'll probably have a greater probability of being correct. Next, despite overwhelming evidence, Durham loses trial with D.C. Democrat jury. This is regarding Sussman being found non-guilty. And even President Trump tweeted in and talked about how corrupt the whole system is. Next, another nuclear plant closed down in Michigan as America's energy grid gets systematically dismantled. Everything is planned. Everything is designed for a takedown, people. Next, Biden DOJ asks federal appeals court to reverse order lifting airplane mask mandates. They want to bring back masks. It's not just a flag to promote fear. It's not just for submissive conformity protocols. It's to hide the criminals, mercenary, for hire to do whatever they're going to do, to give them anonymity. Next, Karine Jean-Pierre says Joe Biden not interested in hardening schools. She says the problem is with guns. No, they want to make the problem with guns because that's what every tyrannical government has done over history, is they take your guns and then they lock you up and kill you. Next, Joe Biden's diabolical plan, bureaucrats to grant asylum, not the judges, bureaucrats are going to grant asylum, and it's being broadcasted on Spanish language TV. It's called buying votes, folks. Next, 12,000 illegals from record migrant caravan on the way to open U.S. border. If you think anybody in Washington, including the installed resident, is for the people, please send me a check and I will send you a virtual bridge. Next, Biden has brought almost 1.4 illegal aliens to the U.S. since taking office. And from what I'm reading, it's probably closer to 3 to 4 million. Next, California diverting water flows into the ocean, depriving rice farmers of necessary irrigation to grow food. This is all by design, folks. All of it. Next, Spain admits to spraying deadly pesticides as part of a secret UN chemtrail program. We've talked about geoengineering. You can go to Dane Wigginton's website. I believe it's geoengineeringwatch.org. We've talked about all this. Next, Germany averaging nearly 2 gang rapes daily as more than half of the suspects are foreign. We told you all this is coming. Murder, rape, and mayhem in our Democrat blue stronghold areas is going through the roof by design. Next, India buying up cheap sanctioned Russian oil. And here's the kicker, folks. India is selling it to us and the EU at huge profits. It's a total takedown. Next, this is a flashback from Joe Biden. He admitted when he was in Congress that criminals will get firearms with or without gun control. You can't make this stuff up, people. Next, Biden said to outpace predecessors on vacation time. Wouldn't that be nice, huh, everybody? Next, Milwaukee Brewers to host pregame drag show on Tranny Appreciation Night. Do you remember years ago I always used to say, I bet you think I'm making these articles up? I bet you don't think I'm making them up anymore, do you? Next, former Bush officials. Amnesty for illegal aliens are vital to the future of American economy. No, it's not. It's for votes. Next.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You can see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I just want to let you know that I updated the list of, it's called the abbreviated list of items you should consider buying right now. It has 220 items in it, and it now is, well, when I finish typing it later today, it should be up to about 300 items. So if you want the abbreviated list of items you should consider buying right now that I wrote, send an email to instructor@usapreparers.com. instructor@usapreparers.com. And I'll also post it at 5MinuteUniversity.com. 5MinuteUniversity.com. I have a section that says under maintenance until Arjun and I get that fixed. You'll be able to see it there on the front page of 5MinuteUniversity.com. Or send me an email, instructor@usapreparers.com, and I'll send it to you. Rich, electric rates are up 70% in Texas year over year. 70%. And the big chair is saying that inflation is not so bad, like 8.3%.
Everything's a lie. Everything's being. They think that the American people are so stupid that they could be gaslighted with any narrative they want. Well, Vince, in the last few remaining seconds, what I'd like to do is just finish up with some of these articles that are unbelievable here in America. Next one is the hero Uvalde mom who tried to rush into school to save her kids. The police threatened her with a probation violation as she spoke to the media. Unbelievable. Free speech is so important, people. Truth is so important. Teen who mowed down mother and infant sentenced to juvenile probation camp thanks to the Marxist Los Angeles DA George Gascon. Next. Biden's Commerce Secretary says she's not involved in the regime's baby formula shortage response. The Commerce Secretary says she's not involved in the response. Nobody's doing their job in government. No one. Zero. And speaking of government, AOC recalls awakening to her indigenous roots. Now every Democrat female is a Pocahontas. Next, I'm abbreviating here because of time. Featured Texas AG launches an investigation into Twitter, alleges company lied about the number of bots. Of course they did. They want to take one person whether it be a bot or a paid troll, and making them look like 10,000 people to sell a narrative. Next, Elon Musk wonders why the DOJ leaked Epstein, or hasn't, pardon me, leaked the Epstein client list, and the media doesn't care. Because they want to normalize and legalize pedophilia. That's why. A House Democrat plans to introduce a bill that...
He mentioned that, and then the next thing you know is one of the people who let Epstein in the White House was hung and shot with a shotgun.
Yep.
Look at that timing.
Yep. And next, a House Democrat plans to introduce a bill that will hit AR-15s with 1,000% tax. They don't want the little people protecting themselves, but every venue that the big people go to, Hollywood, the elites, government workers, politicians, they get protected by every weapon you can think of. And gas prices reached $4.86 a gallon for the first time ever, up 25 cents in 1 week. Joe Biden is hitting a record almost every day on gas prices. 2020 Democrats say gas prices, this is a flashback, folks. Democrats said in 2020 Joe Biden would not raise gas prices. And now they're record high. Everything is a lie. This is why you have to do your own reading, research, and vetting yourself. Globalists are taking down the food system. It's part of a plan to control you. We've talked about this coming for a long time. Try to believe in common sense and logic when I mention these next couple articles. A Norwegian woman basically faces 3 years in prison for saying biological men can't be lesbians. So for you men out there, if you want a good government job, maybe a supervisory job, just go into the interview. It doesn't matter about your qualifications, your standards, your proven results, your work ethic. It means nothing. Just go ahead and say you're a lesbian. Maybe you'll get that federal supervisory job since qualifications and standards no longer matter. Next. Sit down for this one, folks. BBC just changed a victim statement so as not to misgender her trans rapist. I'm not making this stuff up. A new government position in Connecticut will pay someone $150,000 a year to censor misinformation and false posts. Let me decode that or translate for you. If you say the truth and debunk their narrative, they are not going to allow it. And Governor Hochul in New York State is doing the same thing, requiring social media networks to monitor and report hateful conduct. See, everything is under some benevolent term, but it's to control your information because they don't want you to wake up. Vince, any last words?
Yeah, I had to bite my tongue yesterday. I was getting gas at Sam's Club in the truck. And there was this Kool-Aid red dyed hair, rainbow wearing, flip-flop wearing thing. And I wanted to say, are you a homo? But I didn't. I really bit my tongue. It's getting disgusting. It's in our faces. It's outrageous. Don't feed the homos. Rich, thanks
radio.
So much.
Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.